Hello and welcome to this week's Golf Betting Show. It's Steve Bamford here from Golf Betting System. Two events this week to get stuck into in the next 9 minutes and 50 seconds. We've got the Nordea Masters on the European Tour. That's being played at the Lakes Course, PGA Sweden National in Malmo, featuring Henrik Stenson as a 5-1 shot favourite. And across in America on the PGA Tour, we visit Jack's place. Yes, it's Jack's tournament, the Memorial Tournament, which takes place at Muirfield Village Golf Club, just in Ohio. A decent quality event featuring the Masters champion, Jordan Spieth, plus a couple of old-timers you might know, Phil Mickelson and one Tiger Woods. Okay, let's take you through the content that you need to know this week. I'm going to take you through the Nordea Masters side of things first. Here's our top 10 published predictor model as from Paul Williams, our European Tour expert. These are basically we pull together two predictors each and every week using our own variables that we think are most important for those two tournaments, and then we publish them. Of course, you can come to Golf Betting System and publish or create your own tailor-made predictor model. Statistics all into one web front end, and you can pull your own shortlists together. Here we go, top 10 for the Nordea Masters. We've got Alvaro Quiroz, 90-1 with Bet365 at 10. Maximilian Kiefer, 40-1 with at 9. 8 is David Howe, 40-1 with Sky Bet. 7, Richard Green, 60-1 with Paddy Power. 6 is Alexander Noren, 20-1 with William Hill. Then the top 5, Jonas Blix, 50-1 with Bet Victor. 4 is Victor Dubuisson, who's he's WD'd now, isn't he? So that's out of date. Dubuisson, forget about him. 3 is Eddie Pepperell, 40-1 with Coral. 2 is Henrik Stenson, 5-1 with 888 Sport. And number 1 is Tong Chai Jid, 20-1 with Paddy Power. So that's top 5, excluding Dubuisson. Jid, Stenson, Pepperell, Blixt, and now Alexander Noren. Okay, let's look at Paul's tips for the week. He's gone into his usual depth around this. This was the same course. Be wary here when you look at previous weeks or previous years at the Nordea Masters. It used to be played at Brohofslott, but last year it moved to the Lakes course at PGA Sweden National. So if you're looking for course form, you need to look at last year's Nordea Masters stats only. Okay. On top of that, let me just take you through some winners' prices of this particular event. JID won it last year at 66s. Mikko Ilunen in 2013 at 35-1. Lee Westwood at 6-1. Alex Noren himself, 28-1 in 2011. And 2010 was Richard S. Johnson, 100-1. So Scandinavian winners in 2010, 2011 and 2013. Paul is going for the following players. It's an interesting course, par 72, just under 7,400 yards. Water in players you would expect on a course called the Lakes Course. Bent grass greens, 11 on the stimp. Paul is going for the following players. He's going Tong Chai Jid, 2 points each way at 20-1 with Boyle Sports. Then he's going Juiced Luton, 1.5 points each way at 22-1 with Coral. Eddie Pepperell, a point each way at 40-1 with Bet365. Jonas Blixt, 0.75 each way at 50-1 with Stan James. And then Kiradesh Afibanrat, 0.75 each way at 66-1, again with Bet365. And if you're looking for a first round leader bet, Paul actually tipped this guy up last year and delivered a beautiful return. Jens Dantorp, 0.5 each way at first round leader, 100-1 with Paddy Power. Dantorp, he's a course member, plays the course regularly, and he's in cracking nick on the Challenge Tour. Just finishing, he was second last week, or just over a week ago in Austria, finishing with rounds of 63, 64 and 65 to finish behind Nacho Elvera, who's actually won twice on the tour already. So Jens Dantorp, 0.5 each way, first round leader, 100-1 with Paddy Power. And then he's also going for Afibanrat, Jonas Blixt, Eddie Pepperell, Juiced Luton, and the defending champion, Tong Chai Jid, who's in absolutely awesome nick right now. That's the Nordea Masters, covered by Paul Williams. And of course, Golf Betting Tips, Golf Betting System, into the search engine of your choice. You'll find us and you can read Paul's detailed betting preview there at Golf Betting System. Okay, across to Ohio, in the United States, a fantastic tournament lined up over there. It isn't the most stellar of fields for Jack's tournament this week, but it's got plenty of quality, plenty of intrigue. Obviously, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods playing. We've also got Jordan Spieth and players of the ilk of Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, Justin Rose, Matt Kuchar. It's a high-quality event. Okay, the predictor model that I pulled together for this week reads as thus. Top 10, Francesco Molinari, 150-1 with Coral at 10. 9 is Lefty himself, 30-1 with Stan James. 8 is Bill Haas, 33-1 with Sky Bet. 7 is Jim Furyk, 28-1 with Sky Bet. 6, Jordan Spieth, 8-1 with Coral. Top 5, Dustin Johnson, 14-1 with Stan James. Defending champion Hideki Matsuyama sits at 4 at 25-1 with Coral. 3 is Jason Day, 25-1 with Paddy Power, who go 6 places each way this week, the only bookmaker to do so. 2 is Justin Rose, 20-1 with William Hill. And number 1, a guy that absolutely loves this course. In fact, the top 2 do, Kuchar and Rose. Matt Kuchar, 30-1 with Coral. So that's Kuchar, Rose. Jason Day, who actually lives on the property in Ohio, never got the course around, or head around the course mind. Hideki Matsuyama and Dustin Johnson. If you're looking for a little bit of value further down, 11, Jason Bone. 12, Kevin Na, lost in a playoff last year. Sabatini's done well around here at 13. And if you're asking about Tiger Woods, you'll find him at number 14 in our predictor model. 33-1 with Sky Bet. Rounding out the top 20, Kevin Streelman, Ryan Moore, Patrick Reed, Ricky Fowler, Brendan Todd, and one Harris English Esquire. Okay, in terms of my betting preview for the week at the Memorial, it's an interesting golf course, it really is, as you'd expect with Jack Nicklaus, just under 7,400 yard par 72, featuring a full accompaniment of par fives. One of those tests where people will tell you it isn't the most difficult off the tee, and that is true. However, and this I've a number of times this season, I've been looking for neat and tidy players saying the course has to be, you have to hit fairways. And I've been blown out of the water on a myriad of different occasions. Chris Kirk being the last, who slashed it off the tee, hardly hit any greens and still won the golf tournament at Colonial with a very hot putter. But those were in extremely soft conditions, and it looks like, although the weather over in Ohio isn't exactly red hot, it has been relatively dry. There's been a little bit of water leading up to the tournament, but the course is looking like it's going to play pretty firm and fast. Expect stimp meter readings of around about 12 to 12 and a half. If Jack can get them, he'll go for 13, and that's the whole point. In a way, if you're looking at slashers like Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed, Chris Kirk, it might be the wrong week, because are they going to be able to get their approach shots to stick on the greens and be close enough to attack the pin positions from off the fairway more often than not? Well, stats and history suggest that they won't. So long players, yes. Accurate players off the tee, yes. But what we're looking for really are players that can access. It's interesting, the whole positions, the actual greens, the green complexes at Muirfield Village are very, very technical, lots of undulations, but around the holes, quite flat. So if you can get into position around the hole positions, you're left with quite a few easy putts, and you can see that from the putting statistics. But effectively, you have to be a decent putter to win round here. In effect, as you would expect, you need to be an all-round player to get the job down around here. You can't outpower the course. You've got to caress it. So I'm going for the following four players this week. Hideki Matsuyama, the defending champion, 2 points each way, 25-1 with Coral. Bill Haas, 1.25 points each way, 33-1 with Paddy Power, 6 places each way. Russell Henley, point each way, 60-1 with Bet365. And Ben Martin, 0.75 points each way, 80-1 with Coral. Martin playing some fantastic stuff right now. Looking like he can establish himself in the top 50, which is always a good way to go. Russell Henley worked well on his chipping recently. You can tell that his ball striking is fantastic. We all know he's an ace putter. Reminds me of Brant Snedeker. Could go extremely well this week. Really playing consistent golf. Bill Haas, 4th here 2 years ago, 8th here last year. Has a lot of merits to him. And Hideki Matsuyama, a bent grass green monster. I think he'll like defending this week. Loves the golf course. Thanks for listening to this week's Golf Betting Show. I'll see you again next week. We're only 2 weeks away from the US Open. Goodbye.